Blog Talk Radio.
Two things are true about students in urban American public schools. There are some students who do well and go on in life to become productive citizens, while there is a secondary population of students who go on to live lives that aren't so socially acceptable. While this secondary population of students, some 18% in Nashville, Davidson County, exhibit a number of behavioral issues and face extradition, it's no wonder why those students struggle to succeed academically. If they can't follow the simple rules of order, how are they expected to be focused enough to learn? I'm Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, and I have recognized the needs of this population continually being unmet despite the best efforts of many dedicated educators over the years. As a result, my experience as a former special education teacher, youth counselor, and candidate for local and state offices, I've developed a school model to help address this troubled population. Dockery Christian Academy is a private, non-denominational Christian school whose primary focus is engaging parents as partners with educators and teachers in order to develop pro-social character for student learners. I'd love to share more information with you about this innovative education model. So please connect with me at www.dockeryacademy.org. That's D-O-C-K-E-R-Y, academy.org. Connect with us on Facebook at Dockery Christian Academy, or use the hashtag @2020DCA. Thank you. I look forward to engaging you. Together we can make a difference for all of our children.
You're much more than a struggle that you...
Well, greetings and welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. It's your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Grateful for each and every one of you who will join us tonight. Although on last week, last Thursday, we skipped a beat. This is sponsored by Building Families and Communities Institute, which is an organization focused on families and communities, thus our conversation, all right, specifically addressing urban American issues. It's 2021, January 26, 2021. That means this month is gone. Bye-bye. First month of the year is gone already. And if you hadn't figured out what you're going to do with yourself, and how are you going to improve your quality of life by now, guess what? You're already behind. I hope that last week, although we did not meet, we didn't have our regular session, and if you're joining us tonight via Facebook or the Blog Talk Radio platform in any other way, or after the fact you're listening, I hope that we dropped off a few things, a little dead weight. Anything and anyone that's not serious about encouraging, promoting, and supporting our efforts to plug these young men in, to develop them, and provide opportunities for them in 2021 all throughout urban America, I have no time for you. And I hope that you find something else to do with your time as opposed to calling here and talk straight. I have no time for you. All right? I love you, but I ain't got no time for you. And what we're going to do is respectfully, we're not going to engage in a bunch of foolishness. We're going to respectfully extricate you from the conversation the moment you begin to take us in the wrong direction. Okay? So with that being said, we had a pretty good show where we talked to two young men, and we had a result from that, and we're grateful for the opportunity. That was pretty much a planned exercise. And what we discovered is that while I'm not surprised that the young men were a little deterred, one, admittedly said he was bothered and frustrated, understandably. Then we discovered that everybody that's on is not necessarily tuned in, not interested. We want you to go on and go somewhere else. Do something else with your time. All right, because that's what we're going to be focusing on. Having said that, our shows will be abbreviated a little bit. We've been going for 2 hours the last couple of years, but we will go for typically an hour now. We have other obligations and responsibilities, but we definitely want to keep the conversation going. So come join us, 7 o'clock p.m. Get in where you fit in, 7 o'clock p.m., and join us. Be happy to engage substantive dialogue and conversation. All right? I'm guilty of tolerating and putting up with a little bit of shenanigans and foolishness in the last year. We're gonna drop that off because ain't nobody got no time for that. I know I don't. You know, I'm busy, and I trust that you're busy too. So, beloved, let's move forward, and let's offer as best we can information to young folk who are serious about moving on with life. You're listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Doctor. The number to call in tonight is 657-383-0944. 657-383-0944. If you listen to me on Facebook and you're following me there, feel free to post your question and or comment, and I will gladly respond accordingly, all right? And good conversation. I don't expect us all to necessarily agree, but I expect us to be mature about our disagreement. All right? All right, having said that, we're going to move forward. And again, tonight's show is abbreviated. We anticipate being about an hour. Our co-host, Pastor Ricky Waller, I understand he will do everything he can to join us, but nonetheless, we'll keep going. All right? And you should know that our shows are, so if you miss it tonight in its entirety, you can always go back to blogtalkradio.com/BFC Institute, all right? And you can catch the full thing, or if you're following on Facebook, naturally you can play the live stream. If you are interested in working with us and supporting our efforts to help these young folk in these urban communities and neighborhoods, shoot me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's Bravo Fox Charlie Institute at gmail.com. Then we'll pick it up from there. All right. We will look forward to having some other guests on. And from time to time, Pastor Waller is likely to lead the conversation. But nonetheless, we welcome and appreciate conversation and dialogue. All right? Having said that, let's get to the meat of the matter, because we do want to be able to open up our phone lines, and we'll just keep going until they open up. I would much rather them be quiet than them to be full of foolish chatter from me or anyone else. Fair enough? All right. January 26, 2021. Wow, I cannot believe already we're at the end of the month. Unbelievable. Without doubt. Well, first of all, let me just say that there is a word from the Holy Writ that is instructive as we go into this monologue. If you're listening to me for the first time, you should know that we typically begin with a monologue, with the exception of an open mic session where we allow individuals to share their thoughts. We recap on previous conversations. But tonight we have our monologue, and I intend to be brief so we can open the phone lines. 657-383-0944. That's the number to call. If you'd like to call in, you'd like to be a part of our conversation, we'd love to have you. We'd love to have your substantive conversation there. Psalms, the 121st division, verses 1 and 2, reads like this. Listen to what it says. It's apropos to the discussion that we're having tonight. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I told you that was apropos to our discussion. Our topic tonight, plugging young men into the right sources of power and influence, what we want to talk about tonight. Plugging young men into the right sources of power and influence. I laid out a strategy, a plan, and I put some economic support behind the implementation of that thing. And I look forward to doing that. Okay? Specifically, those young men out of the Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia area, in the suburb area. There's an opportunity. And four other such cities that we have allocated similar resources, or the same amount, I should say, in order to effectuate this this plan, right? This, if you will, this model. All right, so nonetheless, what the text is telling us is that it admonishes us to look for our strength, for our help, right? Look for that which will propel us to where we want to be. Then it goes on to identify the writer, where that comes from. And you need to be clear about this. You need to be clear about this. My help comes from the Lord, the Hebrew Yehovah, eternal, everlasting Father, which made heaven and earth. Now, without a doubt, there's a great deal of untapped potential in urban American neighborhoods, no question about it. Has been for a long time, particularly as it relates to young males. Very interesting dynamic is taking place where young men are running to hide and are avoiding taking risks and chances on their own independence. That is an amazing dynamic. And I have observed this over the last 10 years or better, this dynamic happened, take place. But it is much like an unplugged radio. Y'all listen to me now. The best that these young men in these urban neighborhoods and cities have to offer cannot be heard. Say that again, Doctor. I said, just like an unplugged radio. It ain't no good if you don't plug it up and get some power or put some batteries in it. And I'm telling you that there's untapped potential that goes unheard and unused. Over the last few years, you've heard us right here on Talk Straight discuss the fact that, or explain why there's a need to focus on this particular population of individuals, these young men in these urban American cities, who more often than none tend to be Afro-American, right? So tonight, we will again be discussing efforts to plug young men into sources of power and proactive influence. Sources of power and proactive influence. Okay? And that's, we're very deliberate about that. If an individual or a thing, but in this context, if an individual is plugged in, quote unquote, then they are in the know. They are aware. They're conscious. They're in touch with what's going on. And guess what? They're well-informed and well-rounded. Not too much is going to slip up on them or come and get by them. You can also be plugged into a specific task or effort. You understand? To the point where you shut everything else out. You're focused and intentional about that thing, and you're not wasting time everywhere doing everything. Why is that important? Because there are only 24 hours in a day. Y'all hear me? Listen to how they're broken down. There are 8 hours that ought to go toward refreshment, relaxation with yourself, with your family. This brings work-life balance, you see. Another 8 hours of the day is for work, where you produce and you provide for your quality of life. Then the last 8 hours, you need to find room and space for rest, sleep, rejuvenate yourself in an ideal situation. Now I hear people saying, "Doctor, everybody can't do that because you got to work. Sometimes you got to work two jobs." I hate you. That's why I'm telling you about how to own your own thing so you control your time. Y'all stay with me now. Stay with me, okay? Don't miss it. I'm about to throw you a pass. Don't miss it. Be down there in the paint, baby, because I'm about to throw you a pass. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if you use your time right, you will properly manage these 24 hours in such a way that you will get the most out of them. All right? Now, what are some things, Dr. Den, that these young men should be plugged into? What type of sources and resources? Let me tell you something. People go all over the place looking for happiness and sometimes in the wrong places because they lack the wisdom of what's most important. And my first piece of advice to a young man throughout urban America, in these neighborhoods, in these cities, is first, seek ye wisdom of Yehovah Elohim, the Lord God of creation. Whatever you want to endeavor to do, make sure you put that first. In fact, the Savior said it like this in Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Help the Holy Ghost. And all of his righteousness. And all these things you can have. They'll be added unto you. That's the number one thing young people got to realize, that you were made in the likeness with the power of the creator of the universe. And if you plug in to that source, there's nothing you can't do. I don't care what kind of odds against you. That's the first thing. Then you tap into your family, like your friends, other people who you see are successful at what they did, and you want to learn from them. Why are you doing that, Doctor? Because I told these young men to go find them 9 other people. We ain't going to get nobody to do that. Not if you go to the wrong place. You're right. And if you're fooling with the wrong people, you're absolutely right. Don't go to the club because they're not serious there. Don't go on the block looking for them. They're not serious there. Chances are it's possible that you might find some there, but by and large, you're not going to find it there. You might ask me, should I go to the church then? I don't know. I got a preacher on here. I'm gonna ask him that question in a little bit. We'll see. Point is here, beloved, is that you tap into people who you know or believe can offer you substance and can connect you with what you want. Chances are, if somebody is serious, they got their head down in a book somewhere, or they're spending their time, just like I suggested to you, managing the 24 hours of their day. So you're not going to find them wasting their time. You're going to have to find them in places that they're working and acting out on the lack mind of thought that I just suggested to you. Trust me, there are other people who seriously looking to improve their lives. They are like you, looking for answers. Are y'all with me? All right. Make sure that you spend time educating yourself, making yourself aware of opportunities. What I shared often and over again is that there are a lot of things that go straight over people's head, good people now, but because their eyes are closed, figuratively speaking. They got blinders on. Resources, opportunities come, and they don't have a clue that they're there until after they're gone. And how do they know they've been there? Because they see somebody else benefiting from them. They say, "Dad, how'd you get that? I ain't even know." So you got to spend time, beloved, making yourself aware. If somebody or something comes in your neighborhood, on your block, guess what you ought to be doing? Asking questions. What's this? Where did it come from? Who is this for? What does it have to do with me? Because if it don't, you need to get off the block, right? Or we need to make some kind of way of getting rid of you. That's not working for me. Does that make sense? All right. Then, lastly, before I open up the phone lines, because we have an abbreviated show tonight, I want to encourage you to reach out only to individuals who can offer you something, information, direction, networking that will get you where you want to be. Now, let me say something. Too often we look to certain people with certain titles and who've been around a long time. You should be able to turn to elders and get guidance and support. But unfortunately, there's a whole lot of people who's only been in the way around here for a long time, and they've been in their own way. And the best they can do for you is to get in your way. How do you know when these people are there? Because when you call on them, they got nothing for you. They got nothing for you. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, Dockery is critical of what we have done. And Dockery is very adamant about what we could and what we should do. Who is we? Who is we, Dockery? Right now I'm talking about young, enthusiastic, creative-minded young men in urban America. I didn't choke when I said it. That's what I'm talking about. Now, if an individual or a group or an organization cannot help facilitate that for you, they are nothing more than a waste of your time. Don't fool with them. What are you standing there for? Go on somewhere else. They can't do nothing for you. Either they can't or they don't want to. One of the two. Either way, it's a waste of your time. It's been a little while since it's been out. And you know we use various mediums of media and communication to intimate certain ideas. We're going to open up the phone line, 657-383-0944. That's the number to call. Get in where you fit in. I like where these brothers went because they had a very positive message. So listen to them just for a second. Why don't we get in right now? 657-383-0944. That's the number to call. Plugging young men into the right sources of power and influence. That's what we're talking about tonight. Bone Thugs and Harmony said, order my steps, dear Lord, in your word. Our leading text, Psalms 121, 1 and 2. I will look to the hills, Pastor Waller, from which cometh my help. All of my help come from the Lord who made heaven. You better know that. You need to know that. Have I got a witness, Pastor Ricky Waller?
Yes, sir. That's a good place to bring it from.
All right. So, Pastor, here we go. We're just following up, and, you know, we missed last Thursday, but I explained early on that we got some other things going on. And also, Pastor, I want you to know that we're going to extricate all foolishness from our discussion. Fair enough?
Oh, yeah. Not bad.
Okay. Good. Anybody thing. Got time for foolishness and want to argue, go somewhere else. We're going to drop you. I love you, but we're going to drop you like a bad habit because you're wasting our time. I'm sorry, Pastor, you were talking. What were you saying?
I mean, to have some good news is a mighty good thing. You know, there's nothing wrong with some good news. There's a lot of light with some good news, but there's been enough bad news going on, you know.
Yeah.
It's time for some good news.
Absolutely.
And where I found the good news was located just so happened to be, it was according to the scripture. And when you said that, you know, you would lift up your eyes unto the hills from which cometh your help. All your help comes from him who owns heaven and earth. I was thinking, well, that's a good place to help from. You know, to know help is being brought to a person from there, it would make it a lot better.
I agree.
That's according to my learning. You know, I learned that.
Okay.
Haven't always known it.
You hadn't always known that, huh?
No, I hadn't always known that, but it made a lot of sense after I found out about it.
Okay. I like what you're saying. I love what you're saying, big brother. So with that being said, focus on our discussion tonight is some things that young cats need to do. Now, what this requires, Pastor, is for them, frankly, to retool their thinking and to ask themselves the question, if I want to be successful at something, what is it going to require from me? Forget about everybody else. What do I have to do to make that happen? You see? And, again, what we look at oftentimes, Pastor Wallen, I'm open for you to comment on this because I talked about throwing the pad. I know that's something you know a lot about, right? What good people do often is they look to the wrong examples because we tend to think that if it look alike, it must be the same. If it's a dog, it's going to bite me. Well, we don't know that. Sometimes there are mutts out there. And we think that because it's glittery, it's shiny, man, that must be good. I got to have that, right? But you know the phrase, all looks ain't like and all dogs don't bite. Everything that shines is not gold. So some things ain't good for you. You want to comment on that, Brother Preacher?
Well, I've had my share of that also. That's how I got lured into the trap. It was because things sound good, look good, and it made me feel good, and I hadn't even felt it yet. I just imagined how it would make me feel. Got involved in it. And I discovered that, you know, the word said we walk by faith and not by sight. And so the word didn't teach me that. The word taught me out of sight, out of mind. Meaning if I didn't see it, I don't. But on the flip side, it's vice versa. So I had to take a chance and get to know some things that I found out. And I'd much rather go about it according to what I've learned versus, you know, the way it was once upon a time. You know, and it's valuable to me, you know, to know that it is personal. It's nothing against nobody else. It's just that I'm going to find out some good news. I had to get personal with it, and I did.
Yeah,
and I'm glad I did. Because I was able to take the good news to the people, you know, that I was affiliated with. So it wasn't a bad thing to go find out for myself and then go and share it with others.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If a man is thirsty, Pastor, in the desert, and he needs water, he has to be selfish enough to drink that water for himself, lest he die of thirst. Is that right?
Yeah. It's better that way.
Yeah, well,
you know, because
look. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, it's better that way because you can really go and help somebody else if you have something to offer. That means you know about it. But if pretending like you know about it when you really don't, I mean, that's not good.
Uh-oh.
For me, that wouldn't be good. Not at all.
Right. I was going to ask you if the two of us are in that desert together, we thirsty, right? And there's a pool of water there, right? Should I stop and try to give you water, or should I tell you, come on, man, let's drink? Let's both of us drink at the same time. You understand what I'm saying? The reality is that everybody has to maintain themselves. And there's a point in your life where you must be selfish and say, like the text said, I will look to the hills from which cometh, watch what it says, which cometh whose help? My help. Maybe I read it. Let me, hold on, Pastor. Maybe, no, you know, I'm with this thing. I'd have read the text, quite, I'd have preached the sermon a few times, but I just want to double check myself to make sure I got it right. Now, you correct me now. Psalms 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill, from whence come my help. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Then it got selfish again, Brother Preacher. My help. Did you hear what it said, Pastor? Not they help.
Wait, well, you won't make no mistake about it.
Wait. But my help. You need to know where your help comes from. Come from the Lord that made heaven. What our young brothers need to understand, Pastor, when Genesis talked about making man, that he made them to have majesty and power and dominion in the earth. How about that, man? Just imagine if the average drug dealer, hustler, gangbanger understood that beyond your streets and your little area of operation, your little geographic grounds that you walk on, there is an opportunity for you to rule in the universe in the world. Just imagine they understood that, Brother Preacher. Who do you think they would be, man?
Oh, man. I don't know about what they would do. I just know that where I came from, I realized that we didn't know in the arena that I was in.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody never brought it up. Either they didn't know or they was afraid to talk about it.
I see.
But
I see.
I knew that I wasn't afraid to talk about it, but I knew one thing. I just didn't know, so I couldn't talk about it because I didn't know it. And
that's
if I
correct.
Had tried and pretend like I'm talking about it, I would have been misleading myself and others. It was bad enough misleading others in what I was doing. They ain't going to go talking about how good God is, so good well, I don't even know it.
You don't even have
that would have been terrible. So I didn't pretend. I just kept doing what I was doing, you know.
This what this conversation leads to, Pastor, is it opens the discussion about what any preacher who is assumed or presumed to be in connection with Jehovah, the Lord God, from which people help come, right? They're supposed to be in the know and in touch with that, right? Then that kind of tells me, I'm talking to myself first, the type of things I need to be telling young men. I shouldn't tell them to go out there and try to be rich first. Huh? Even though there's a lot of money in America to be made, that's not the first thing I should tell them, is it?
No, I don't think
that
would be.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first thing that they need to understand is that if you're not disciplined in righteousness, let me slow down fast and say that again. If you're not disciplined in righteousness, what does that mean, Doctor? To be righteous, to be upright, to be moral, to be sound in your thought. I don't care what you get into, it'll flop on you. It'll mess up. You'll self-destruct. You get so consumed that it'll consume you. The Almighty don't mind you having money. But what he don't want is for money to own you. That's what he meant in the text when it said that the love of money, the root of all evil, is the love of money. Listen to what he's saying. At the root, at the bottom, at the beginning of the problem is when you love money and don't seek first the kingdom, the order of Elohim and righteousness. You do that, you can have anything in the universe. Even people that don't go to church, Pastor, understand that principle. And they govern themselves according to that principle. They don't say those words, but that's how they govern themselves. They don't tell everybody else. That's the biggest secret right there. That's the biggest secret right there, that the Word of God has the order for your success. Let me be quiet, Pastor. Let me hear from you on that. 657-383-0944. Facebook, go and give me a call. I think I've discovered, Pastor, to some degree, what the part of the issue was with Facebook, but we're going to keep it moving. What about that, Pastor? That the biggest secret that young cats run around like animals in urban neighborhoods, the biggest secret that they don't know is that their success is in the order of righteousness.
Well, I mean, when you are in a trap, man, just set, you know, once every now and then. The trap that I ran into, it had me in the day.
Okay.
You know, for many years. And I didn't know I was in a trap.
I see.
I didn't know I was losing.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of money.
Mm.
I had the materialistic things. The fame that came with it. But I summed it up once I got free that I was a loser.
Mm.
I didn't even know it.
Mm.
Now, that's
come on,
personal.
Man.
That's nothing against nobody else. I'm not,
okay. You're helping somebody.
Not what I'm doing.
Wait. Okay. You're helping
nobody,
somebody tonight.
Nobody would be able to say, he's just mad because he's not doing that anymore. I don't think somebody would say something like that, because if they did, that would tell me that person's in a deep sleep. Because to be able to have your freedom, for me, meant more value to me than any small piece of paper that carries a lot of weight to do for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about that almighty dollar. You know, the one
right.
that you was talking about earlier, for the love of money is the root of all kind of evil. Now, the reason I'm saying that is that it doesn't matter whether you know it or not. You can start loving the money and don't even know it.
That's
right. Happened to me.
Yeah.
I didn't love money, you know, but once I discovered all them years of having it, I realized, man, that money had me locked down, and I didn't even know it. And not only did it bring a lot of harm, it wouldn't let me know that I was bringing harm, even with having a lot of money. So I was able to walk away from the game. This is what I love about realizing the power of the dollar. I walked away from it after I got knowledge of it.
Okay.
It wasn't because I couldn't continue to do the hustle. I don't think nobody in this city or in the world did it no better than I did. You know, and that's a very humble thing. But to be able to know that I'm doing harm to people, I'd rather walk away from it and to go without it and start practicing righteousness, because that's what I found out according to the scripture. Say, he that practices righteousness is righteous. And I didn't know how to do it. I just started practicing it, you know. And and I'm actually glad that I did, man. I mean, it's like going back to square one and dealing with something that I didn't know. There is 24 hours in a day. You mentioned it earlier. And it's what I do with those 24 hours. It counts.
Yeah,
and so when
sure.
the person's in a trap and they don't know that they're in a trap, they start chasing the dollar bill.
Mm.
And this is an intentional thing. This is not something that they was chasing because they wanted to be in a trap or they wanted to love money more than they love life or love God. That's not the case. It wasn't with me. So just because they're getting money, that doesn't mean that they are aware of that they are loving the money. It's just that they're getting money, and it's hard to stop because it's become a habit.
So,
man, it's a very touching subject tonight, because I still have a chance to reflect, man. And it doesn't take away from anything. It's not like, you know, I'm trying to live in the past. That's not, you got to know what the scripture say about that. The scripture said, according to Lamentation chapter 3, in verse 21, it says, "And this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope." So when I think about what I used to do, man, there is hope to know that if I was able to walk away from it, there is hope
right.
for somebody else. Somebody might be tuning in right now.
Struggling.
Having a hard
That's
time,
right. That's
don't
right.
know what to do, and they just need
right.
somebody to tell them something that they went through, and
that's
what
right.
I'm doing right now, man. It's amazing, but I owe it to the
people.
I owe it to the people, and I'm sharing it with them to let them know that there is a way to escape. from that trap.
You know what I'm going to do, Pastor? We've got about another 20 minutes before we wrap up tonight. I'm going to forward this information, this broadcast tonight, to our two young men. I'm going to ask them to comment on it, what they think of it. I'm going to ask them to spend an hour listening to what you and I are talking about right now. It's just you and I, right, that are talking. But ask them to think about it and give us some feedback on it. At the end of the day, I mentioned, Pastor, this is the 26th of January. Can you believe that?
It's moving, brother.
This is the first month of the year, sir. Already, I'm looking up, and doggone it, it's gone. By next week, it'll be another month, big brother. Now, what it tells me is how fast time and opportunities can slip away from you if you don't manage it right. That's why I talked about that 24 hours of the day. Does that make sense, Brother Preacher?
Yeah, it does. It makes a lot of sense.
Now, I think you know that I've put aside some resources that has the potential to grow itself over a period of time. But if you keep on waiting and passing it off, guess what? It's not like it's not there. It's available. But if you don't take advantage of it, time will move on and you'll miss good sources and opportunities to be self-sufficient and independent. It doesn't matter who you are. It really does. Don't matter. That's the thing, Pastor, that we got to tell these young brothers. Don't be afraid. And I talked about that earlier, too, Pastor, how there's this weird dynamic where young males in particular seem to be running away from the challenge and the opportunity to be self-sufficient. I'm not beating them up, and I understand. But listen, you have nothing to lose and all to gain. Maybe I'm wrong, Pastor. You talk to me. Sherry, let me. Is that not right?
Well, only if they step up to it. I mean, they only will be able to find out if they stepped up to it. And that's where the challenge comes in anything in life. Some of the things that I used to do, Pastor Doctor, with the basketball, it was very challenging, man. It was some things that I had that ran across my mind. But I never had tried it before. I said to myself that, I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. I know good and well it was not going to be easy to do. Mm-hmm. I knew it wasn't. Because I hadn't seen no one do it, and I'm going to convince myself.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't convincing myself by way of saying, like David says, I'm going to encourage myself in the Lord. I wasn't encouraging myself in the Lord. I was just taking a chance, and God had already given me the gift. And he was able to do for me what I was unable to do for myself. And so after I was able to apply it, then it took me to be in a trap with that gift. And then suddenly when I got out of it, I realized, man, it was a God-given gift, and I didn't even know it. Boy, that enemy sure know how to grab a hold to a person if he don't apply the gift that he's been given.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened to a lot of people. So if a person never tried something that's capable of working, they'll never know.
That's
what I want to let be known, that if you want to find out whether it work or not, try.
Right.
Then you just might like it.
That's true. But you know the number one reason why we don't try things, preacher? Out of fear. The fear that it might not work, or I might fail, or somebody else might not like what I'm doing.
And you know what I feel like I'm going to do it. I feel like if I step all up in the air before I even tried it, I feel like I can do it because I told myself that I can do it.
Wow.
And then
when
I threw that ball in the air and caught it on my finger, no one was around. Didn't nobody witness it but God and I. And I was just so amazed myself. And God was like, well, there ain't nothing to it to him because he knew it was a gift that he gave me. But to me, I may not do it again. So is anybody around that just seen what I did? But no one is there, man. Didn't have no film. Looked back over it or nothing. It was like, man, I was able to do it, but I wonder, can I do it again? So time went by, and eventually I was able to do it again. So what am I saying? It became a way of life. It became a part of me.
Sure.
It all happened off practice. You see what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. If you believe it in your heart that it'll work, try it. And if you don't, you'll never find out.
Yeah, you won't.
So
and there's no day like today to try it.
It's a good
the Bible says, Pastor, oh, taste.
This is the day.
See.
Good day.
How good. Go taste and see how good God is. If you don't know, try it.
Yeah.
You understand
what
I'm
saying? Better that way.
Yeah. I know people try a whole lot of things because their friends, their family, and even the crowd tell them to. Huh? That's the only reason they try.
Yeah,
otherwise, you know, otherwise they probably wouldn't even fool with it. But
that's right.
Because someone else suggested to you, I'm suggesting to you that you try this. Plug yourself into these sources. You notice the first source I emphasize, Pastor. That's the word of truth. That's a very good source to tap into. Very good source. So,
sure.
And you notice how I didn't say go to anybody, but I said go yourself and seek it out. Now, if there are other people that can help you understand that, such as a pastor, a preacher, wonderful. But you better have a quest of your own to seek his righteousness. If you don't,
man.
Guess what? You find yourself by yourself when you need, and you're wondering, why am I all by myself and all these people in the world, all these folk around, but yet I feel alone. Oh, help the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Because what we must understand is that if we can tap or plug into truth and righteousness, then it can guide us to be free and wherever we want to be free to be wherever, go where we want to go. See, that's the biggest secret right there. The quickest thing young cats are looking for, Pastor, is somebody to feed their insatiable desire, their appetite for things. Whether it's material things, whether it's females, whether it's gambling, whether it's hustling. You understand what I'm saying? That appetite out there. They want somebody to feed it. And guess what? That's a natural human emotion or a physiological response to be hungry and to therefore reach out for food or nourishment. You follow me, preacher? Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah. No, go ahead. I'm listening.
And the catch is the enemy. What the enemy does is catch them when they are empty and hungry. Come on, somebody. I want y'all to picture with me just for a second that we have two glasses. One is murky with mud and dirt and filth in it, stirring around, and the other is clear and pure like a spring of water. Which glass you think a thirsty man that knows he has a choice will take? That filthy glass or that pure glass? Pastor, nobody has taught them how to choose. That's a major concern and issue. If we're going to be any help to them, maybe that's what we in urban America. Let's teach them how to seek first the kingdom and righteousness. See, that's a responsibility. To be righteous, you can't be like everybody else. You can't be normal. Huh? You got to be abnormal.
Seek his kingdom first. It's a bit. That's a bit.
Yeah. That's when you see everybody else around you who claim they're righteous. They're some of the most crookedest, low down, dirty, untrustworthy individuals you can find. Help me, Holy Ghost. Huh? But yet they wearing a title like they all that in a bag of chips. I'm not down on nobody. I'm simply saying you got to know how to distinguish righteousness from people who claim to be righteous. See, that's one lesson that I've learned in life. All looks ain't light. I said that earlier, then, and all dogs don't bite. Everything that shines, not good, not even silver, let alone gold. So you got to be able to make the distinction, make the choice. We got about another 8 minutes past before we wrap up here. But is there something you want to leave on the floor? I'm gonna send this over to those young cats, and I'm going to ask them to pass it on to some of their friends. And maybe this would be a good precursor to their conversation about bringing their 10 together. Anything you want to say to them tonight, Pat? Take your time. You got 8 minutes.
The word says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to find out if something in particular works or not, you have to use your faith. Remember, I said you have to use your faith. Now, let me tell you what a person has the right to do.
Okay.
They
all right.
Right now, you use their faith. If they don't want to use their faith, they have a right to use it.
Okay. That's an interesting way.
When I add it all up for myself,
mm-hmm.
everybody got faith. Everybody using their faith except me. Or vice versa.
Okay.
Everybody
okay.
has faith, and I decided to use my faith. I couldn't get mad at them for using their faith because I didn't. Now, I'm using my faith, and they're not. They can't get mad at me and get no points because I didn't get mad at them for not using their faith. What am I saying here? I'm saying that once I decided to utilize my faith, I realized that I had a right to do so. That to me was big. Because what happened, things started to change. And the only reason why I changed, I used my faith. I put it in motion. That's why I said faith without works is dead. So that means I had faith, but I wasn't doing anything with it. So once I applied it to that particular issue, because that's all it is, it's an issue, then I discovered that it worked. So I would encourage anyone who has faith and just don't know how to apply it.
Right.
The word
okay, that's
faith, that faith the size of a mustard seed. Utilize, you can say unto that mountain, to that situation,
well,
that whatever's trying from doing it.
Oh, you better say
you
it.
Don't know,
you better.
I'm getting ready to use my faith. You ain't going to be able to do that. Man, could you imagine being a little kid like myself once upon a time was, and I looked up in the air, I looked up at the fire on the poles out there on the street, and I said I was going to throw the ball up the wire and catch it on my finger. Man, you know, I had to be out of my mind to say something like that. But you know what I did?
What's that? What did you do? Tell me what you did.
I threw it up to that wire.
God.
Missed it the first time, the second time, and as you know, the third time it spinning on my finger. When it came down, I got it.
Okay.
Now, was I shocked? Yes, I was.
Okay.
I already convinced myself that I was going to do it.
I see.
And so I
see.
Used that as
so
an example.
You talked to yourself. You dug within yourself and told yourself, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, I did.
I got that. And that's what we have to do. If nobody else is convinced about the vision that God gives us, the plan that God gives us, the drive, we ought to be convinced about it. See, I'm in a business now where I sell things, see, and you can't sell a product that you don't believe in yourself, help the Holy Ghost, that you don't believe in yourself. And how are you going to sell yourself if you don't believe in yourself? How you gonna do that?
Right, that's it.
You can't. You won't. So get in that mirror until you fall in love with the image you see. Help me, Holy Ghost. Get in that mirror until you fall in love with what you see. And you believe in that. You invest in that. You commit to that. If you don't like what you see, comb your nappy hair. That's what I gotta do to mine. Wash your face. You understand what I'm saying? Fix yourself or brush your teeth. If you don't like what you see, work on it. Fix it. Improve it. Improve it. Pastor, thank you, man. Listen, since we're going to give this to these little cats, little brothers, young men, all right, I've put aside resources. I got $500. Tell them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm going to invest in that plan that we gave you. Wherever you are throughout urban America, we want to plant that seed in urban America. And I'll be right here to help you with it. What we discovered is that we ain't got time for foolishness, from old or young. But if you're serious and you want to give, talk to me. You understand what I'm saying? Get with me. This one place to find me, right here on Talk Straight. We're going to be doing this for about an hour. Sometimes, Pastor, we may, I may not be here, but you may lead the discussion and be 2 hours. You see what I mean? So, Pastor, you ain't got no problem with that, do you?
No, no. It's all right.
Okay. All right. Because, you know, we're running multiple businesses right now, but I'm willing to invest. And that's all I want to say to at the end. Do not walk away from the opportunity. Because if you do, guess what? You may never get it again. Why is that? Like I said at the beginning of the show, time is selfish. You can get up in the morning, ahead of time, and you can stand at the end of the block and wait on it to come and catch up with you. You can get up right in the nick of time, and you may be able to keep up with it. But, beloved, if you're not on time, when time comes, it can pass you by and you'll never benefit from it. That's what we don't want to do, is to waste our time. I got five on it. If you're serious, 657-383-0944. Come back with me Tuesday night. I'm going to actually lay out some real resources that you can find in the state and local city that young cat can tap into. I got the 500. I got 500. Thank you for joining us, Pastor. And we'll see you Thursday night for another episode of Talk Straight.
C-I-G-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm in the threshold. They drink like the cigarette. So pass across the table like ping pong. I'm young. Me eat my chips like ping pong. It's strong. I'm on this around the world. And when it comes to getting another show, Bulldog get in like Shinobi. Don't be like my homie to begin with. There's so many hands to be. Probably that's my friend. Unless you pull out the fat crispy. $5 bill on the real before it's history. Just won't be having no vacuum gloves. And if you had them, they never bring you out of the house. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe. Waiting on the six seasons, skeeters, and widows. Got me going off the land like where the bomb at. Give me two bucks, you take a fuck, but that's my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a slurpee. The serious, mama will make the nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more going on change to Maggie. Just hold me snaggy. The tank is just got a little. I got a